Welcome back to another episode of the Greatest Day Podcast. All you podcast hungry bullies out there, you got me. All right, I'm recording. Here we go. Let's get this episode out of the way so we can get back on track. Truthfully, I'm very grateful for all of you podcast episode pushers. Multiple people are like, let's go. Let's go. Where's another episode? I know. I get it. Four episodes total in March. Total. I think the last week of February, I recorded five. I recorded one every single day and then less than that in the entire month of March. All right. Hey, you got a lot of things happening over here. I'm telling you. And the podcast has just not been a priority in the last few months. But I'll tell you what has been. And you probably already know what I'm about to say. The Inner Greatness community. Holy smokes. That place is where you need to be. For $47 a month. And if you pay for 6 or 12 months all at once, it's even less than that. It's like $43 or something. That place is on fire. With guest speakers, with daily tips and coaching on marriage and relationships and mindset and mental health. And every Monday morning, a motivational video sent right to your phone. The Inner Greatness community is where it's at, you guys. Not to mention the courses that continue to come out, and they're free to the members of the Inner Greatness community. That alone is worth the price. Communications course we've done this year, the values, discovering your core values and how to implement them into your life. That course has been out this year. The most recent one, and probably from the feedback that I've received from people, including myself, I've gone through the course, the emotional regulation course, probably the best thing I've created since the Focus Journal. Best thing as in like the most impactful. The emotional regulation course is phenomenal. And some of these courses are like $60, $70, $99, $97 or something like that. That's why I'm telling you, just get inside the Inner Greatness community. All those things are available to you for as part of your membership. So it's well worth it just to have the course. Plus you get all the content and access and connection and accountability as for being part of the Inner Greatness community. That's 3 minutes of the Inner Greatness community. Okay, let's move on. Here's the message for the day, and we're going to keep this podcast rolling. This is an amazing message that it's just one of those moments where it just shows up. It just shows up, and it's like, whoa, that's a powerful message. Let's roll with that thing. And here it is, short and sweet, but then you guys get to taking some action on this. You know, I actually might take this. I might take this topic to the Inner Greatness community, and we're going to dive a little deeper into this because this is a good one. But I think even this little touch will be helpful for you. And here's the message. Do things that are good for your healing and growth, not just avoid discomfort. So I think we do things sometimes and it helps us to avoid discomfort, right? We're doing the things and it's like, oh good. That helps me to not feel uncomfortable, but it doesn't mean that it's good for your healing and your growth because they're two different things. For example, we can take something very, very simple, right? Food. You can eat something and it helps you to avoid discomfort. Like you eat the thing and you're like, ah, there we go. I am now comfortable. But it wasn't necessarily a good thing for you. Like maybe it soothed some sort of craving, right? And facing the craving without caving in, because you knowing if you eat that thing, and I'm a believer that there's not this like good food or bad food. I believe that, but there's also like, I have goals and I have things that I'm chasing in life. And maybe you're trying to get your health right. And so not eating specific foods is going to be more optimal for this goal that you have. But by caving in and succumbing to these cravings, you got yourself out of this uncomfortable place of, you know, facing the craving and not caving in, but it didn't help you with your healing and growth. Same thing emotionally, right? Like I can face some resistance and some struggle in my relationship or in my parenting, or just with some other person in life. And I can choose to do and take some actions, say some words, do some behaviors that are going to help me avoid discomfort in the short term, but they're not going to be good for me in the long term, my healing, my growth, my development. And so that's the message I want you to just kind of soak in today, is like, do things that are good for your growth and your healing. And they're not just you avoiding discomfort. And I think, and there's definitely a difference. So think about that message. How does it resonate with you? How are you going to turn that into some action? And maybe if nothing else, you just let that become a new filter for you. Am I choosing to do this thing right now to avoid discomfort? Or am I doing it because it's good for my health, my wellness, my growth, my healing? Not just avoiding some sort of discomfort. Because as you know, and you've probably heard many times, progress is on the other side of that discomfort. Progress is on the other side of you taking the hard action, making the hard decisions, taking that action, and pushing through those moments. That's where the growth, that's where the healing comes from. And if you're having those discomfort, those uncomfortable feelings surface, not always, this isn't true for everything, but that might be a good indicator that you are choosing something that's good for your healing. I'm taking this action right now, and it's very uncomfortable for me. I have to go through some pain or some discomfort or some of that growth. It's like, yes, good. Let that be the indicator that you're on the right track. And again, not always. It's not some blanket statement. But I think there's some truth to that. So dive deeper into this idea. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear how it resonated with you or how you have seen this to be true in your life. And here we go. We're back. So thanks for the push, you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you tomorrow. That is a commitment. I will see you tomorrow on the podcast. Make today the greatest day of your life.